Let's read together Revelation chapter 21. In this chapter, we have the blessed conditions of the eternal state described, including the descent of the New Jerusalem out of heaven. Let's begin by reading verses 1 through 8. Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Then he who sat on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Let's begin our study of this chapter, Revelation chapter 21, with some background notes. In Revelation chapter 20, the topic was the millennium, the future literal thousand-year reign of Christ on this earth. At the end of chapter 20, we had presented the great white throne judgment, which is the judgment of all unbelievers at the end of the millennium. Now in chapter 21, we move on to the eternal state, which follows the millennium. The key phrase indicating that chapters 21 and 22 of Revelation deal with the eternal state is what we read in verse 1 of chapter 21. I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. The transition from the present heaven and earth to the new heaven and earth will involve a complete cleansing and purification by fire, according to 2 Peter chapter 3. So we believe then that the term new heavens and new earth refer to the eternal state, which comes about as a result of the fiery death of the present heavens and earth, which will be at the end of the millennium. In Isaiah chapter 65 and verse 17, the prophet Isaiah looks forward to the new heavens and the new earth. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered or come to mind. Isaiah 65, verse 17. And then Isaiah goes on to describe conditions during the millennium, making it appear that the term new heavens and new earth also refers to the time of the millennium. But no, this is just typically the way Isaiah and other Old Testament prophets describe future events from their perspective. They see future events as distant peaks of a mountain range. And they many times, in the same passage, move back and forth between the different mountain peaks without giving a time sequence. So in Isaiah chapter 65, Isaiah looks forward and sees that glorious, majestic peak of the eternal state in verse 17, the new heavens and the new earth, and then moves back in several of the following verses to describe the peak of the millennium, which precedes the eternal state. Well, so much for background. Let's move now to our doctrinal teaching points for Revelation chapter 21. Doctrinal point number one, the new heavens and new earth describe conditions of the eternal state. The new heavens and the new earth describe conditions of the eternal state. In verses 1 through 8, the verses that we just read, we see that in the eternal state, there will be a heavens and there will be an earth, but they will be different. The new earth will no longer have the oceans that cover 75% of the present earth's surface. Verse 1, also there was no more sea. The new Jerusalem, which we will talk about under doctrinal point number 2, will be the eternal home of believers in the eternal state. Verse 2, in the eternal state, God will dwell forever in the midst of all of his people. Verse 3, in the eternal state, there will be no more sorrow or death or pain. Verse 4, in the eternal state, God, who is eternal and infinite, the Alpha and the Omega, will sustain forever the perfection of the new creation. Verses 5 and 6. In the eternal state, only overcomers, that is, believers, who have truly received God's gift of salvation, will inherit the blessing of the eternal state. Verses 6 and 7. All unbelievers who prove their unbelief by their ungodliness will spend eternity in hell. Verse 8. As we read on in Revelation chapters 21 and 22, we find that the new heavens will not have the sun or moon or stars as the present planetary heavens. In fact, there will be no night, because the glory of God is the light, and he will forever dwell in the midst of his people. The new heavens and the new earth describe conditions of the eternal state. Doctrinal point number 2. The New Jerusalem descends out of heaven for the eternal state. The New Jerusalem descends out of heaven for the eternal state. Verses 9 through 27. Revelation chapter 21, beginning now with verse 9. Then one of the seven angels, who had the seven bowls filled with the seven last plagues, came to me and talked with me, saying, come, I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. Her light was like a most precious stone, like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Also she had a great and high wall with 12 gates, and 12 angels at the gates, and names written on them, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. 3 gates on the east, 3 gates on the north, 3 gates on the south, and 3 gates on the west. Now the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he who talked with me had a gold reed to measure the city, its gates, and its wall. The city is laid out as a square. Its length is as great as its breadth. And he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs. Its length, breadth, and height are equal. Then he measured its walls, 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is, of an angel. The construction of its wall was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like clear glass. The foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with all kinds of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysophase, the 11th jacinth, and the 12th amethyst. The 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each individual gate was of one pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass. But I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city had no need of the sun or of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it. The Lamb is its light. And the nations of those who are saved shall walk in its light. And the kings of the earth bring their glory and honor into it. Its gates shall not be shut at all by day. There shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and the honor of the nations into it. But there shall by no means enter it anything that defiles or causes an abomination or a lie, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Question. Is the description of the New Jerusalem here part of the continuing description of the eternal state? Or is this a description of the New Jerusalem during the millennium because of the mention of nations and kings, for example, in verse 24? Answer. It certainly cannot be a description of earthly Jerusalem during the millennium. That Jerusalem is described in detail in Ezekiel chapters 40 through 48. And the dimensions of the New Jerusalem here in Revelation chapter 21 are much larger. 1,500 miles on a side is huge. And notice that the New Jerusalem is 1,500 miles high as well. So the New Jerusalem is either a cube or a pyramid in shape. Therefore, a number of commentators take the position that the New Jerusalem will hover over the earth and earthly Jerusalem like a satellite city during the millennium, and will be our home during the millennium when we reign with Christ, and then the New Jerusalem will make its full descent to the earth for the new heavens and the new earth after the fiery death of the present heavens and earth. Now, that position has a lot going for it and may be the case, but we can't be absolutely sure. One thing that we can say for sure, however, is that the New Jerusalem will be the home of all the redeemed in the eternal state. We will have access to heaven, but this is the home that the Lord said in John 14, verse 2, that he was preparing for us. It is seen here in Revelation chapter 21, descending out of heaven to the new earth for the eternal state. This will be truly heaven on earth. There is no temple in the New Jerusalem, because God, the Father, and the Son are the temple. Verse 22. There is no need of sun or moon, because God, both Father and Son, are the light. Verse 23. The description of the New Jerusalem is one of beauty, with all the precious stones and crystal and gold. The names of the 12 tribes of Israel on the gates show that the New Jerusalem is the eternal home of redeemed Israel. The names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb on the foundation stones show that the New Jerusalem is the eternal home of the church. The mention of nations and kings in verses 24 and 26 seems to imply that the redeemed out of all the different nations will be remembered in the eternal state. Certainly, this chapter implies that Israel and the church will be distinct entities forever in God's family of the redeemed. The New Jerusalem descends out of heaven for the eternal state. Now, what about practical application? Remember, the best passport is immediate and free. Remember, the best passport is immediate and free. You know, right now I'm in the process of renewing my U.S. passport, and there's a cost. Not only money, but some red tape. But eventually it will come through. But the best passport is immediate and free. What's the best passport? The Lamb's Book of Life. Without it, you cannot enter the New Jerusalem. Verse 27. But there shall by no means enter it anything that defiles or causes an abomination or a lie, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So without this passport, you will not enter the New Jerusalem. But you can get your passport to the New Jerusalem immediately for free. Look back at verse 6. The Lord says, I will give the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. Let me ask you, do you thirst for God and for his truth and for eternal life? You can have that thirst quenched immediately by receiving the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Your name will be immediately written in the Lamb's Book of Life. This is your passport to the New Jerusalem. Remember, the best passport is immediate and free.